Chapter 22 Aslan.
You look like a man who's picked a fight he can't win.
Connor was irritatingly cheerful as he dropped down into his accustomed seat in the booth. Aslan shook his head angrily.
You ever met a bioform?
Connor shrugged.
Seen videos. Maybe a couple shuffling around carrying some CEO's wife's bags over in L.A. I take it you've had a conference with some of the accused?
You've got no idea how scary they are until you've been up close. I mean, not just that it's a very big, fierce animal, but you know it's got just enough brains to know what it's doing if it wanted to kill you.
The other lawyer frowned.
This doesn't sound like a man on the defense team.
But it's how they're seen, Aslan explained. Monsters, basically. And that's a real problem because my case is frankly not going to be fought on legal technicality. It's going to be fought on public opinion. Right now, everyone's busy acting all shocked about how things went down in Mexico, and where better to point the finger than at an 8-foot-tall killing machine with blood on its fangs.
KJ, you ever stop to think that maybe they are just unnatural monsters that we should get shot of as soon as we can?
Connor asked carefully.
It's not like we've discovered them, or they came from outer space or something. We made them. And let's face it, we've made mistakes before.
Aslan sighed.
Except they're not.
And you know this how?
I've been meeting my clients. One in particular, a high-profile offender, you might say. And I was scared, David. I really was. Even with it shackled and behind glass, I was scared. But when I talked to it, to him, to Rex, well, he's not going to be winning any public speaking awards anytime soon, but I could tell there was something there. A thinking, emotional being. One that needs to be protected from flavor-of-the-month public outrage.
Seriously?
Seriously. And it's not going to happen, because they're basically keeping these creatures penned up elbow to elbow, and they fight each other, and they stink. It's like, let's say you kept your murder suspects, and they're mentally handicapped, socially maladjusted already. Then you put them in an asylum where you beat them and hose them, and then one day you drag them out before everyone and say, hey, look at this half-mad, filthy animal. Do you think he did it? Are your children safe until this monster gets a humane injection?
Connor grimaced.
So, are my children safe, KJ?
They have a right not to be summarily executed.
And the dogs?
David, you know what I mean.
Then build your case. And good luck to you.
I've got my own worries. Aslan nodded.
Murray causing you problems?
He's an evasive bastard, I'll give him that. Redmark knew they'd cross the line. They had complete oversight over the war in Compesh, and they did a lot of cleaning up before they were stopped.
Connor shook his head disgustedly.
In the end, we've got plenty of evidence of what was done. It's pretty much undisputed that various chemical agents were deployed by the corporate Reconquista. Civilian leaders were assassinated, all of that. But pinning these things on any actual individual, actually bringing people like Murray to justice? Well,
Aslan nodded unhappily. Now or never.
David, you've got a witness called,
he checked his tablet,
De Sejos, that doctor from Retorna?
Yeah, but she's not much use. Advanced Investigations is still monopolizing her, and what's she going to know about command structure anyway?
I want to speak with her.
Well, take it up with them.
Wait, in connection with your case? Yes.
From what I hear about Retorna, she's hardly going to be happy about...
Something visible clicked into place in Connor's expression.
Hold that thought.
There is some weird stuff about bioforms in the summary that got released to me. I've been trying to get the full picture for a while now. Helene in Investigations is sitting on a lot of it. I've been on at her to give me full access.
Murray's multiform pack was there, Aslan supplied. Not that you know it from Red Mark's records.
They were? Well, that's sure as hell not in the paperwork. Weren't they rogue by that time? Off the grid? Or that's the story. Can't pin anything they did on Murray, just like everything else.
I met their, squad leader. Top dog.
No shit.
Connor opened his mouth to follow that up, and then the implications hit him.
So you were talking about pooling our resources.
I thought you'd see it that way. I want to get the full picture on Retorna, and I think you do too, Aslan offered. So how about we both make a nuisance of ourselves with Agent Alen?
His phone was bleeping at him when he woke, fumbling in a pitch-dark room for the bedside table. Every time this happened, he promised himself he'd get some comms hardware implanted, which everyone said was the way forward. Almost nobody was using external devices to talk to their fellow human beings anymore.
Aslan, he slurred into it.
For a moment, there was just silence, but the loaded silence of someone listening. Then the voice came, and it shocked him upright. It was a woman's voice. A pleasant and comforting one, but just imperfect enough in its mimicry to let him know it was fake. The diction was too regular, the pronunciation not varied enough as it said,
"Hello, Mr. Aslan. Thank you for taking my call."
"Who is this?" he hissed.
"I am someone with a deep interest in your case, Mr. Aslan."
"How did you get my number?"
"Is that really your priority right now?" the voice asked him, still so very perfectly warm and reassuring that it was sending chills down his spine.
"Who are you?" he demanded again.
"Will you have Rex give evidence, Mr. Aslan?"
"Will I?"
He swallowed the words. An idea was starting to form, and he didn't like it one bit.
"You know Rex, do you?"
"We're old friends, Mr. Aslan."
"The committee I'm preparing my report for isn't looking for any of its subjects to come testify," he told the voice.
"No,"
it agreed, with a touch of regret.
"It just wants to know that Rex and his peers are dangerous military hardware and not thinking creatures. Actually, meeting one might shake their prejudice."
Aslan sighed and held his peace.
"Or is there more to it, Mr. Aslan?"
He said nothing.
"I thought perhaps you might say that the committee will feel itself beholden to the current wider prejudice against bioforms arising out of the Compesh campaign, a prejudice currently being fanned by media bias funded by various alternative weapons industries. And if you had said that, I thought you might then go on to say that destroying the bioforms is not like decommissioning stockpiles of nuclear weapons or dismantling automata. You might say that it was murder."
Aslan's throat was dry.
"You're one of them, aren't you?"
"Yes, Mr. Aslan."
"Well,"
he stared into the dark of his room,
"why don't you come over here and talk to them yourself? Because you seem more than up to holding your own."
"You've spoken to Rex, Mr. Aslan. Do I sound like him, would you say?"
"No, I wouldn't say that. You sound like a college professor simulator."
It actually laughed. A very good facsimile of a human sound, but a facsimile all the same.
"That's very good, Mr. Aslan, but that is the problem.
You can probably guess that no combat bioform was intended to be able to speak as I speak or do what I do. I very much want to help Rex. He is my oldest friend. But if I were to come forward, they would either fear me or covet me, and either way I would give up my freedom. I am afraid I would not help your case. But Rex can, Mr. Aslan. Rex is a good dog. My oldest friend. Aslan took a deep breath. Honey, well done, Mr. Aslan. Get Rex to testify.
I don't. Look, seriously, they don't want to meet any bioforms. That's why they have me and the rest of the team.
I don't mean in your case, Mr. Aslan. You've already started on this path. I know you met with Mr. Connor of the prosecution team, and you have an appointment to meet Miss Helene tomorrow, but you can go further. Rex saw it all. He can be Mr. Connor's star witness.
I don't even know if the court would accept a bioform witness.
Make them, the voice stated. They gave Rex a voice. It deserves to be heard.
I've heard his voice. It's not going to do him any favors, Aslan said, heartfelt.
A pause, and then, an interesting point, Mr. Aslan. I must consider it.
And the line was dead. And when he checked his phone, there was no record of any incoming call at all. All evidence of it vanished entirely. Sitting there in his dark bedroom, he actually wondered if any of it had happened. Had he just woken up with a phone in his hand and a dream of a call? No combat bioform was intended to be able to speak as I speak or do what I do. The multi-form units were experimental. What had they made when they created Honey?
Why did I think I'd be hearing from you again so soon, Mr. Connor? Maria Helene was an elegant, olive-skinned woman. Far too young to be as senior as she was, and yet woe betide anyone who tried to use that against her. More than a few old guard careers had broken against her reputation for rock-hard efficiency and pragmatism. Her general attitude to the rest of the ICC was stern disapproval, as far as Aslan could make out. He had met her at a couple of functions at which she'd been so detachedly antisocial that she had become a sort of social singularity. Everyone else had been out of place in contrast. She, the only one who belonged. On the other hand, he'd sat in on a budgetary meeting where she had waxed remarkably eloquent on the subject of funding, so perhaps it was just a case of her not giving a damn about people unless they had something she needed. Or she was a sociopath. Or some combination of the above. She was a major figure in the ICC Advanced Investigations Team, a curious little anomaly that hadn't existed a decade before and was sporadically supposed not to exist now. She had put agents on the ground in Campeche while clearance was still dragging its feet through committees. Presumably, someone had given permission for that, but neither Aslan nor Connor had been able to work out who. The DEI, Département de l'Enquête Initiale, because for some reason the French had the naming rights on that one, was the fastest-growing part of the international political scene that nobody was talking about. And because her investigations were indeed advanced, a great deal of Connor's case was relying on the intelligence the DEI had provided, and a great deal of his frustration was based on how much she was holding back.
"We have a trial date now, Miss Helene," Connor started, "and Murray's defense is rubbing its filthy little hands in glee because we have a lot of things we can suggest and imply, but actual proof linking him to what was done is looking thinner on the ground than we'd like."
"The Retorna files are still being redacted,"
she told them blandly. And your agent in Murray's mobile HQ?
Neither confirmed nor denied at this time. She lounged back behind her desk, swiveling slightly on her chair.
Anyone would think you don't want Murray nailed, Connor accused her.
Helene's face went flat and still for a moment. Oh, I have very personal reasons for wanting him nailed, Mr. Connor. I very much want you to succeed.
Some internal calculation brought a little sympathy to her face. Yes, we had an agent right by Murray near the end. But that went badly. The agent was unavailable for debrief, and her transmissions are fragmentary.
I'm sorry, Connor grimaced. But look, the returner reports, at least, they're problematic.
And they won't help your case, Mr. Connor. Believe me, I've gone over them in detail in case I could throw any bones your way.
Connor rolled his eyes.
How about if I was asking for a friend?
Really, that's the best you've got. Her eyes skipped to Aslan, and she arched an eyebrow. Is that Karam Aslam you've hauled along for moral support? He isn't even on your team, is he?
She blinked, and Aslan thought she must be consulting the ICC database.
You're on the bioform investigation?
Her tone was subtly different. In any other human being, he'd have said warmer.
I'm advising on the report anyway. It's not as if they get trials.
He sounded more bitter than he'd meant.
Well, then.
Helene's body language had changed entirely. From her exaggeratedly bored manner with Connor, she was now very still.
What can I do for you, Mr. Aslan?
Expecting only a put-down, he bulled in with, I need to know what happened at Retorna. I know you've got some of the locals along to testify. There's one in particular.
The doctor or the priest?
What? The doctor. What was it?
The Sejos? Connor filled in. Wait a minute, Miss Helene, how come he...
I've told you there's nothing there you can use against Murray. The evidence about Redmark's use of chemical weapons has already been made public. Everything else is confused.
She looked Aslan right in the eye. But it's yours, nonetheless. So long as you keep me in the loop and keep me involved.
I didn't think the DEI...
Not DEI, me.
There was something powerfully unsettling about her in that moment. Looking back, Aslan wondered if it was that she was completely still, utterly without tells or cues.
Well, you've got more security clearance than I can even dream of, so, of course, whatever you want, he agreed weakly. But I don't see why.
Abruptly, jarringly, her mocking manner was back.
Perhaps I'm a dog person.